Good morning and welcome to Simply Crypto. It's Wednesday, May 8th. On today's show, the Australian Tax Office seeks personal and transaction details from 1.2 million cryptocurrency users, and Tradu introduces a new crypto exchange with competitive fees. Plus, cryptocurrency imports in Brazil break records and begin to affect trade balances. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Crypto. We start off with news from Australia, where the tax office is seeking detailed personal and transaction information from over 1.2 million local cryptocurrency users. The move is part of an effort to crack down on tax evasion in the crypto space. For more, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent, James. What can you tell us about the scope of information being sought by the tax authorities?
The Australian Tax Office, or ATO, has compelled local cryptocurrency exchanges and trading platforms to share detailed data on their customers. This includes personal details like full name, birth date, phone number, and home address, as well as comprehensive transaction records covering the 2021-2022 financial year. The ATO believes a significant number of Australians are failing to properly report crypto gains on their taxes.
Over a million users is a substantial chunk of Australia's population. How are the crypto exchanges responding to these demands for customer information? Are there any legal challenges?
Major Australian exchanges like CoinSpot and CoinJar have confirmed they are complying with the ATO's requests, as they are legally required to do so. Some in the industry have raised concerns about the broad scope of personal data being shared with tax authorities. However, the exchanges maintain they are obligated to turn over the information under Australian law. There do not appear to be any active legal challenges to the ATO's data collection at this time.
What's the ATO planning to do with all this user data? Is this an unprecedented move, or have we seen similar efforts in other countries?
The ATO says it will use the data obtained from exchanges to conduct audits and identify individuals who have failed to properly report cryptocurrency capital gains and losses. Tax avoidance in the crypto space has been a growing concern for governments worldwide. The US Internal Revenue Service has undertaken similar efforts to collect user info from exchanges in recent years as part of tax enforcement. However, the scale of Australia's current data collection, covering over a million users, does appear to be one of the most extensive efforts we've seen to date by tax authorities.
A fascinating development for sure, as governments grapple with how to regulate and tax the expanding crypto ecosystem. Thank you, James, for those insights. We'll be tracking this story as it develops. I apologize, but the article you provided appears to be about prop trading and is not related to cryptocurrency, which is the focus of the Simply Crypto news station. To generate an appropriate script, I would need an article that discusses topics relevant to cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Please provide an article with crypto-related content so I can create a script that aligns with the Simply Crypto theme. Let me know if you have any other questions. Cryptocurrency imports in Brazil have been breaking records recently and are starting to have an impact on the country's trade balance. For more on this, we turn to our Simply Crypto correspondent. What can you tell us about these surging crypto imports in Brazil?
That's right, David. Brazil has seen a huge influx of cryptocurrency capital in recent months. In January alone, companies and individuals in Brazil imported a whopping $923 million worth of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum. That's over 10 times higher than the crypto imports in January of last year. And for all of 2022, crypto imports into Brazil totaled nearly $6 billion, shattering the previous record from 2021.
Those are some staggering numbers. What's behind this massive increase in cryptocurrency flowing into Brazil?
Well, there are a few key factors at play. First, the Brazilian real has weakened significantly against the US dollar over the past year, making cryptocurrencies relatively cheaper for Brazilians to acquire. At the same time, more and more businesses and investors in Brazil have been embracing digital assets and integrating them into their operations and portfolios. Major Brazilian companies like Mercado Libre and Burger King are now accepting crypto payments. So, there's growing demand and utility for cryptocurrencies in the country.
And you mentioned that these record crypto imports are starting to impact Brazil's overall trade balance. How so?
Exactly. Traditionally, Brazil has run a trade surplus, meaning it exports more goods than it imports. But in January, the surge in cryptocurrency purchases from abroad was so large that it single-handedly tipped Brazil's trade balance into negative territory, resulting in a deficit of $214 million. While that's a drop in the bucket for an economy the size of Brazil's, it shows that crypto is becoming a meaningful part of the country's international capital flows. Some economists are concerned that rising crypto imports could put downward pressure on Brazil's currency if the trend continues.
Very interesting. One last question. How are Brazilian authorities responding to this crypto import boom? Are they taking any steps to regulate or monitor it?
Brazilian regulators are definitely paying close attention to the rapid rise of cryptocurrency within their borders. Last year, the Brazilian Congress passed a bill to establish a regulatory framework for the trading and use of crypto assets, though it still needs to be signed into law by the president. Brazil's central bank has also been studying the implications of cryptocurrencies and even plans to launch its own central bank digital currency in the coming years. So while crypto trading remains largely unregulated in Brazil for now, that's likely to change as the industry's footprint grows.
Thanks for the update on Brazil's crypto market. It's certainly an area to keep an eye on. Shifting gears to another cryptocurrency story, Optimism's OP token has seen a decline in price over the past 24 hours, falling 3.73% to $2.70. This comes despite the token experiencing a positive trend over the past week, where it gained 15%, moving from $2.33 to its current price. For more on this, we're joined by our cryptocurrency markets correspondent. What can you tell us about the recent price action for Optimism's OP token?
The price chart for OP over the past week shows a clear upward trend, with the token gaining 15% to reach $2.70. However, in the last 24 hours, there has been a slight pullback of around 3.7%. The Bollinger Bands on the chart, which measure volatility, have been relatively wide over the weekly timeframe, indicating elevated price fluctuations. But in the past day, the bands have narrowed, suggesting the volatility has decreased somewhat.
Interesting. And what about the trading volume and circulating supply of OP? Have there been any notable changes there?
Yes, the trading volume for OP has actually fallen by 23% over the past week. Interestingly, this decline in volume has moved in tandem with a slight decrease in the circulating supply of the token, which has gone down by about 0.21%. The current circulating supply stands at 1.05 billion OP tokens, which represents roughly 24.34% of the maximum supply of 4.29 billion tokens.
And where does Optimism's OP token currently rank in terms of market capitalization compared to other cryptocurrencies?
Based on the data, OP currently has a market capitalization of $2.82 billion, which puts it at rank number 46 among all cryptocurrencies. While still a significant valuation, this ranking indicates there are many larger players in the crypto space. Optimism will need to demonstrate continued growth and adoption to climb the market cap rankings and cement its position as a major Layer 2 scaling solution for Ethereum.
Thanks for the analysis and for breaking down the key metrics around Optimism's OP token. Despite the slight decline in the past 24 hours, the broader weekly trend seems positive, although trading volume has pulled back. We'll continue to monitor OP's price action and adoption in the coming weeks. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Crypto. We'll see you back here tomorrow.